Which comes first, planning or the plan? The plans you make are the product of your planning, and planning is such an essential element within our lives that we unknowingly do it. We plan our days, our vacations, even the dinners we will prepare. Welcome to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, the podcast for yoga teachers to learn tips, techniques, and teaching approaches in order to build confidence and success teaching yoga. I am your host, Sandy Raper, and on this podcast, I am going to share with you my strategies and approach to teaching, along with stories from many teaching experiences that have supported me within a thriving teaching career for over two decades. Before we dig into today's episode, I want to encourage and ask you to do me a favor and click the follow button and make the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training podcast more easily accessible for you. And it also will make it more accessible for new listeners to discover and join our global listening community. Thank you so much for joining me today. Your continued support is greatly appreciated, and it inspires me to continue to seek out ways to support you better within the deepening of our collective understanding of the yoga practice and how to share this amazing life practice with others. Back to the topic of today's episode, back to planning and making plans. There is a difference, and today I'm going to share some key attributes that makes the two distinct while also connecting the dots between the two and the necessity for having both within your growth and development process of expanding and growing as a yoga student and as a yoga teacher. I've recently been co-leading an in-person yoga teacher training, and I just spent a weekend recently with the trainees discussing and sharing about the concept of energy anatomy and how it relates to teaching yoga, as well as the application and thoughtfulness in how we sequence our class experiences. Within my own development and when I'm educating and equipping others, I like to seek out varying resources that support the various topics and continued study. One of these varied resources was a podcast that I listen to frequently. So shout out to the Greatness Clips with Lewis Howes. And this particular episode was with special guest Kyle Cease. And in this episode clip, they were speaking about the choices that we make and that every choice is made either out of fear or faith. And here's the extra part of this concept of choice making that really struck me that day as I was listening. And it was the essence of the podcast clip I was watching. Beyond the deciding factor of faith and fear, the guest, Kyle C., shared that what we're most fearful of isn't actually the thing we're going to do, but rather it's that we're most fearful of actually making that decision. When I think about plans and planning, I think we can often make a plan, but then we become fearful of actually making the decision to implement the plan. We're even fearful in deciding we need a plan. And then also there's the element of making a plan and then somehow thinking that the plan will manifest itself into the desired result we seek without putting any intentional action behind deciding to implement the plan. It's as if our minds tell us that we've accomplished something already by creating the plan, and then a month passes or possibly a year, and we realize that we haven't made any progress within the process of planning. We stalled ourselves within the plan and left out the fact that plans need to be evaluated and assessments made because plans change. When it comes to planning and making a plan, there is a difference. And as we are heading into a new year, most of us will shift into the foreground of our awareness for a little bit of time, at least some reflection and the concept of setting goals or New Year's resolutions or however you tend to view the reflective exercise of evaluating where you are, where you've been, and where you aspire to go within the new year that lies ahead. I thought I'd spend some time today with you supporting you in your new year planning efforts and hopefully shine some light on what can often feel daunting when it comes to evaluating and creating a plan and one that you will actually take action to implement. Perhaps there's also a layer of fear when it comes to accountability and responsibility that is needed in this process. And if we stop at making a plan, we feel safer and it feels less risky than when we have to start actually putting action behind our plan and step out into some of those unknown territories and unknown paths that we will have to take that will lead us to where we actually desire to go. Let's begin with the understanding that planning is a continual process. And since plans change, there is the need for an adaptive quality to be present and built within your plan. If you are truly going to find success and achievement of what you've set your mind and intention on to accomplish, it would then seem understandable that a plan is a list of what will need to be done to achieve the desired outcome. We miss the ongoing aspect, the planning that is required to actually make the plan and the items we've included in the plan manifest. Well, how then do we make progress in the process? And I'm going to speak more to this in the next episode, but for today, let's continue to focus on distinguishing making a plan, an intentional one, I might add, and the continual action of planning that is also a key component in finding success within achieving or acquiring all that you desire within your pursuits. Planning and plans may be used interchangeably. However, planning will impact your productivity and the realization of your overall plan. Let's consider the holistic approach towards planning. Planning provides a clear snapshot of where you currently are, as well as a clear vision for the future that includes the what, the when, the who, and how to get the steps of the plan accomplished. Today, I want to highlight four aspects included in planning, and we'll begin with defining and establishing specific objectives. And this is the why behind your plan. Next, develop strategies and action plans to accomplish the intentional plan or the overall intentional plan you have created. This supports your why with some tangible application, and it's the techniques that you will use of how you'll accomplish the varied aspects of your overall plan. Third, allocate and manage resources while developing a priority of action within your overall plan. I talk a lot about communication and the value and impact it has on your ability to accomplish any of your goals or intentional plans that you set in life. When it comes to intentional planning, I want to speak to a couple of areas to bring clarity and a deeper understanding that will support you in this process. And these items are also going to support those last four that I just shared. So let's talk about intentional planning. First, included in your plan is a specific scheduled evaluation, a review, and adjustment of the priority of action and the steps you are taking towards your defined intention and plan. This could be monthly or even broken down weekly. I would say incorporating this aspect after every class you teach even is a great contributor towards your overall growth and development strategy as a yoga teacher. Next, planning helps support the risk that you might feel that you are taking when you venture into the unknown or you embark upon learning or pursuing something new. Since planning incorporates the flexibility of adapting and adjusting, then you will begin to develop the capacity for recognizing and expecting the unexpected. Rather than getting rattled when something, your plan, doesn't go as expected or planned. Third, the reality is that a plan is always changing. If you don't have the tools necessary or lined up to adapt to that change, then your plan becomes worthless or it lessens its value in contributing towards the growth and expansion that you seek. Recognize the value of the inner growth that comes from performing the planning process, and you'll put your mind at ease and become well prepared for anything that comes your way. We often hear that phrase about being ready. Well, being ready means you're prepared, and so intentional planning will set you up to always be ready. When it comes to the risk and potential chaos that you might encounter when you venture into the unknown, it's important to also understand the practical implications of planning. Planning doesn't guarantee success, yet it is necessary to avoid chaos. Planning is an intellectual process that involves anticipation and preparing for things in advance. A plan is a theoretical practice and the result of planning. Your overall plan will then become a resource or a blueprint that will guide the various decisions you will make that is hopefully led you toward the desired outcome of your overall plan. The difference between planning and plans is that a plan is a list of actions based on the current resources and experience that is available to you. And on the other hand, planning is the active, ongoing process of carrying out that plan, analyzing it, and adjusting to it. So it's not about just thinking about it, it's actually applying and putting into action what is needed to accomplish your plan. A plan is critical for the fulfillment of running things smoothly. It's important to also acknowledge that plans are not hardwired or written in stone, if you're familiar with that phrase. This is where the importance of cultivating a willingness to adapt and adjust, and that comes in here and releases the rigidity. Both of which of these adjusting and adapting qualities are key for the things to run smoothly to actually become your reality. It's not that everything went exactly to plan, it's that you were willing to adjust the plan for the unexpected changes to be factored in. You were prepared and you were ready for those unexpected changes. I'll wrap up today's episode by stating that you cannot make a plan without planning. And in the case of developing as a yoga teacher, the growth and refinement that you desire will not simply occur without planning and a strategy of curating a plan to do so. It's a comprehensive process in which you'll need to assess and acknowledge your strengths and your weaknesses within your teaching skill set. Planning and developing a growth strategy plan is key if you want to find yourself deeper in your understanding and expanding as a yoga teacher. Planning may not guarantee success once again or the achievement of the desired result you seek because the future is uncertain. But it certainly is essential for moving you forward, and it serves like a GPS to get you to your next destination. And like a GPS, sometimes those adaptations and adjustments, they're like those various routes that we're offered on our journey that end up taking us sometimes to places that we never anticipated. It wasn't the route that we originally thought we would take. The act of planning will provide you with a necessary start point, and the development of an intentional plan will support your growth and expansion along the way. If you desire to grow and develop as a yoga teacher, then you need a plan, and you need intentional planning to support you along the way. Well, I can certainly provide that support, offering you growth strategy sessions and mentoring sessions that brings the clarity needed to determine your priority of action, along with the accountability and encouragement needed to initiate taking the steps forward that will move you closer to the desired results you seek to discover in the process. I've included a link in the show notes for you to check out the various growth strategy and mentoring plans that I offer. I would love for you to consider how you might work with me in this new year, and these sessions will no doubt save you time, money, and resources so that you can get moving in the right direction towards the desired destination you seek in your development of your teaching skill set in this coming new year. Who knows, you might just find yourself somewhere you weren't anticipating, exploring a new pathway that you have yet to consider, and I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you sift through the options and work through the planning process to get you there. With over two decades of experience, I have a variety of experience and a variety of ways of teaching yoga, sharing yoga, looking at this through a lens that steps back and broadens the opportunities and the possibilities for you to grow as a yoga teacher. Before we finish up for today, I do want to make sure that you're aware of my new growth and development planner that will equip you with an ongoing organizational tool for intentional planning and the curation of a plan that supports assessment, evaluation, and it offers guidance to discern, adapt, and adjust your plan so that you can be ready for that growth and you can maximize the great potential that awaits you as you grow and expand into the teacher that you envision. I'm so excited to offer to you this new planning tool, this ultimate guide for growth and development for yoga teachers that provides you with a comprehensive planning resource, utilizing it to stay on track while you're moving forward and into 2024. And it becomes a year like none other in your growth and development as a yoga teacher. So click the link in the show notes and get your copy today. There's also a great limited time offer to save $10 off, and there's a link included that you can grab that offer as well. This is a 60-page digitally formatted but fillable resource and planner, so get yours now. Lastly, will you share the podcast with someone? Take a moment and consider who you know that would benefit from listening. Let's together connect the dots and expand connection with others because we're all in this together. Until we meet again, thank you. Thank you for joining me today, and I wish you well along life's journey, and I'll look forward to spending time with you in the next episode.